You're listening to Tree Note. Although I don't use a lot of makeup, I do admit to dabbing on a bit of lipstick when I attend the occasional fancy dinner. One benefit of putting on lipstick is that when the party chit-chat turns boring, I can bring up the fact that I, and everyone else wearing lipstick, has trees on our lips. That's because wax from the Carnauba palm tree is in nearly every tube of lipstick. A native to Brazil, the Carnauba tree is known as the tree of life due to the many life forms it supports. We humans use this wax in furniture and car and shoe polishes and as coverings for medicinal pills. But the biggest use for it is in cosmetics. Carnauba wax has a higher melting point than other waxes, so it readily holds a lipstick's distinctive shape. It also produces a durable film that keeps those bold reds and hot pinks bright for an entire evening. The wax is extracted from the leaves of the palm, which grows in semi-arid savannas. During the dry season, the tree exudes wax over its leaves to reduce the loss of water. The leaves are cut, sun-dried, and mechanically thrashed to separate the wax from the leaf. The resulting powder is then melted and combined with oil and pigments to create those tubes of many colors. And even though a single tube of lipstick can last me for years, cosmetic use has skyrocketed. Sales in the U.S. last year reached $30 billion. Is that a problem for this tree of life? Although most of this wax comes from plantation trees, scientists are now exploring ways to ensure their sustainability in the face of high demand and climate change. So, trees turn up in our lives in ways we'd never expect, a topic any of us can use to enliven our next dinner party. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.